We will, we'll move on from this point. I think we're getting to the point that I'd like to introduce our interim provost and soon to be interim chancellor, Rick Gislason, to comment briefly on the Chicago campus and to give us an overview on the great work that's going on. Rick, welcome.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, everybody. It's always a pleasure to welcome members of the board as well as President Easter and my colleagues to UIC. I would like to also give a special welcome to President-elect Timothy Killeen and Dr. Roberta Johnson. And of course, I would be remiss not to also signal out my future boss, UIC Chancellor-elect Michael Amoritas. We're delighted that you are all here, and we're delighted you're here at UIC. So I do have a few developments to share with you today, just to give you some idea of the growing research enterprise across our campus. First of all, in the College of Engineering, the UIC Artificial Intelligence Lab was recently awarded a $5.5 million Illinois Department of Transportation contract to continue research, development, and operation of the Gateway Traveler Information System and the TravelMidwest.com website. So congratulations to PI Dean Pete Nelson, who I'm sure almost everybody in this room already knows. Congratulations to Pete on this outstanding award. He is the PI. The contract, which runs through June 2016, extends a long-term relationship between IDOT and UIC's Artificial Intelligence Laboratory, the AI Lab as we call it, and it will allow the AI Lab to continue bringing real-time traffic information to travelers and create new and improved software systems. The next item I'd like to mention to you comes from the College of Architecture, Design, and the Arts. Mr. Marcus Hill, a trumpeter and teaching associate in the jazz program in the School of Theater and Music, won the very prestigious Thelonious Monk Jazz Competition, considered by jazz experts as the highest honor for a young jazz musician. Mr. Hill competed against 12 other world-caliber trumpeters, and this is his third international win. The next item comes from the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences in the Department of Latin American and Latino Studies. The UIC-based Inter-University Program for Latino Research under the directorship of Professor Nina Torres has received a three-year, $800,000 grant from the Andrew W. Mellon Foundation to support doctoral students working in Latino humanities. This grant will allow us to develop a national fellowship program designed to mentor Latino student scholars as they complete their doctoral research and improve their job market readiness. The next item comes from our College of Education. A doctoral program that trains educators to transform failing urban schools has received nearly $2 million in continuing funding from the U.S. Department of Education. The nationally recognized Urban Education Leadership Program, led by Professor Steve Tozer, places graduates as principals in the Chicago Public Schools. This federal grant, which is the third in 3 years, will fund the continued systematic improvement of our principal pipeline. A partnership with Chicago Public Schools that has won national recognition since its inception in 2002. The next item comes from the College of Applied Health Sciences. The UIC College of Applied Health Sciences received a five-year, $4.3 million grant from the National Institute on Disability and Rehabilitation Research, and also a co-awarder is the Administration for Community Living. And this grant is to establish a new multi-institutional center to study the needs of families caring for people with disabilities. Congratulations to PI Professor Sanda Magana. More than 65 million family caregivers in the United States help 12 million seniors and people with disabilities to live at home, and maybe we can make their job easier thanks to this grant. The next award comes to the Hospital and Health Science System. The University of Illinois Hospital and Health Science System received a Success Story Award from Press Ganey, which is a leading national healthcare performance and patient experience improvement company. UI Health, which is a first-time winner of this award, is one of only 15 organizations nationally to receive the award in 2014 out of about 1,600 organizations that were eligible. So the award recognizes, quote, outstanding healthcare providers that have demonstrated innovation and leadership in creating a patient and family-centered experience, end quote. Among those innovations, we were commended for spearheading the launch of patient and family-centered best practices under the umbrella of UI Health Experience, including the implementation of the Customer Care Center. This center serves as a central resource and a one-stop shop for all patient needs, including access to care, nurse advice, managed care inquiries, prescription refills, patient portal, and patient reminders. And this innovation is gaining national and international attention as a leading best practice. So I'd like to give a congratulations to Dr. Erica Steed, who is the Enterprise Chief Experience Officer, as well as Clinical Assistant Professor in Health Policy Administration and Nursing, for her efforts that led to this impressive recognition. And in conclusion, I'd like to say that my point today in sharing this very brief selection of our accomplishments, from jazz to artificial intelligence, from healthcare to education, is to convey the wide national support we continue to receive and the impact we make on to improve every sector of our society. So thank you for allowing me to make these remarks.
Very good. Thank you, Rick. Appreciate it, and appreciate you stepping in and providing leadership. It's good to see you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.